Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Last time, on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
I'm seeing a huge army. We gotta land farther away.
Oh, warrior, it is time.
Your name is Wizardy Puppet, for all I...
Oh, it is not!
I got a flashback.
I was just here because I have to pick up a file.
Evil me took the one file that I lost.
You know where every file is. Surely you can put your hands on this one.
Yes!
I wasn't able to get the file. Even with the nice lady voice.
Did you clean up any loose ends?
All loose ends. Tied up.
All right, get back to headquarters.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense, but I think maybe now we need to find this file.
I seem to have witnessed the target alive and well, and...
Hi, I'm Egerton.
Hello.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Buildings have just been snapped up and brought here to the park. And if this building is the building that I used to work at, that must mean there's an alternate Blad here.
Isn't that you?
No!
That's you?
No!
Yes,
I'm
the shirt.
Have you ever had a fairy cake?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should really try one.
And she explodes.
Does anyone have a moist towelette?
There's a dripping sound, and we see a pair of small fey clogs covered in gore and blood as we pan up over every inch of Egerton and flash to the looks of horror on Blatt and Darcy's face as they stand over, not Blatt, dead on the floor.
Did you fall into a bowl of soup again?
You see what happens if you pick at a pimple? Now it's not gonna heal.
Are
you lost for words?
They're not there anymore. The thing, but now?
The words aren't there anymore, and now they're gone.
Well, they're gone too, but also the other thing is gone, because then when I did the talking,
Egerton, did you eat one of your fairy cakes?
I think so, but
there's a squelching sound from Egerton's shoulder, and in amidst the gore and blood appears to be an earpiece. And it's making a sound and a little tinny voice.
Agent 45, come in.
What is that?
That fell on me. I guess it. Hello. Hello.
Who is this?
My name's Egerton. How are you?
I need to speak to. Was it Anne?
I don't know an Anne. Was that an Anne with an E?
And the connection is terminated.
Hello.
Who are you talking to?
Hold on. Hello. Hello, is the hello?
Hello, yes.
What? Oh, hi.
Do you have ducks that need cleaning?
Well, I haven't seen them in a bit, but they seemed maybe like, yeah, they could use a bath.
Oh. Ha ha ha, ducks.
The connection is terminated.
Hello? What's wrong? I don't understand.
Egerton, why do you have an earpiece?
It fell on me after the explosion.
The explosion of tomatoes?
I...
A single tooth drops from his beard and hits the floor.
Oh, that's not mine. Does anyone have a napkin I can put that in?
You could use your moist towelette.
I feel like I've already gone through that.
Wait a second. Buddy, open your mouth like this.
Uh-huh.
Do you notice he's not missing any teeth?
I think all my hee haw.
Then where did this other one come from?
It came from my beard.
What? Egerton, what happened?
It's a little fuzzy. Can I close my mouth?
Were you with a woman when we saw you last?
I was.
The earpiece is making a beeping sound.
Oh, wait, this thing's beeping now. Is there someone? Hello?
And it's increasing in pace.
It's getting louder and faster, but there's no one there.
Maybe you should put that down, Egerton.
Okay, well, who's that down? Is that Blatt?
No. You know what? Why don't we all just leave this room? And let's get the little device that tells us to wash waterfowl. We're going to leave that here as well.
Okay.
And then now we're just going to take this file and we're going to find you a bathroom, okay?
I don't really need to go.
Okay.
And that's when the explosion happens.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Marisa King, Michael Howie, and Carter Siddle. Episode 60, The Squadron Descends.
We cut to the parking lot, and smoke is pouring out of the doorway, and three blackened individuals.
That was my blackened individual!
Okay, it's good. Three blackened individuals, one sort of sticky blackened, stumble out of the doorway.
It's in my sinuses.
I told you to put it down.
So let me get this straight. You did or didn't have ducks that needed washing, and this is how they retaliate?
They're angry ducks, I guess. I know birds can get angry, but I never thought that the ducks would.
Oh, some of Egerton's goo got on the file.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
What? Ooh, my ears are ringing. Okay, so we have the file, though. But now Other Blatt has been incinerated.
Nope. A building exploded, and that's all we need to know, and we're never going to discuss that other thing again.
The dead Blatt that I saw?
Would you just... Don't you want to go somewhere to get cleaned up? Let's get you somewhere to get cleaned up. I need to get cleaned up now. You need to get cleaned up now. And it would be nice if, I don't know, someone else in this park cared that there have been multiple explosions within the last few minutes.
You hear the sound of singing. And it sounds like fey voices, Egerton.
Oh, I do hear something. It maybe some frolicking singing off in the... Can you hear that? Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, but why would there be any frolicking around here?
Well, that's what fey do.
Everywhere?
A group of fey is a frolic.
Well, I've been hearing a lot of music since we entered the park, and there's this one song that I kept hearing for a bit, which frankly, I think is confusing children. There's just one dimension after all. We live in one dimension. And that obviously isn't true. Why are they teaching kids that?
I don't know. I thought I'd know, but I don't. It's a very unusual truth that seems to be happening here.
The sound seems to be coming from just around the next building. The next building that's not on fire.
Okay, so there's no fire over there, and maybe there's like a corporate restroom or something we can all use.
Oh,
so.
I think Blatt's been banned from all of those.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Well, maybe we can like throw some toilet paper out the window to him.
Yeah, okay.
We can just use little squares to wipe off.
You need most of the work anyway.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah. Mm. And now it's charred onto you. In a very unflattering way.
This reminds me of that world we went to. Remember back when we met that guy, the baker, who was delivering some bread, and we went to all those different places, and then one of them had a goose on their head? It kind of reminds me of that place.
Gosh, that was such a long time ago. I could barely remember. That's where you got the tux.
Yeah.
That's right. Huh. Funny. You know, I think I would enjoy talking to you more if you were covered in another person.
What do you mean, another person?
Okay, so we've decided to ignore that part. Let's just find a building that isn't smoking, and maybe they'll have running water.
Okay, let's go this way, around the building. I can hear some sounds that sound like it might be, you know, a frolic, so that's a good indication there's either going to be food or cleaning supplies.
I swear to Loxon, if we meet an alternate Egerton, I am going to lose it.
The three of you are standing in front of a replica, amazingly exact, of a certain Fae village with mushroom houses. And there is the sound of singing coming from down the street of this village.
Is this the village that we fought the demons from?
Well, it can't be. We're nowhere near there.
Well, we're nowhere near anywhere.
Well, that's true. And if that building was here, then I guess this could be here.
Ah, so T-minus 3 minutes before I lose it. Great. Wonderful. Well, let's just ask one of them. Hello, little Fae?
A Fae pops into existence and is holding out some marshmallowy mushroom substance.
It's really good. You want some?
Sure, I'll take one.
That'll be 3 Wisney credits, please.
Perhaps I'm not hungry. Just one quick question. This Fae village, was it created by an all-powerful Fae named Egerton?
Yes, the mother, the Motherton.
Could you excuse me for just one moment? Yes, could we speak to him, please?
Okay,
thank you.
And an Egerton appears.
Hi, guys. Oh, hi. Hi, how are you? I'm good, I'm Egerton. I'm Egerton, really? Yeah, that's weird.
Sorry, Motherton, are you the gore-covered one or the non-gore-covered one?
What do you mean by gore?
Okay, I'm going to talk to the other one. They don't appear to have any Wisney credits,
they
Motherton.
Well, that's the whole point of being here, is to get the most Wisney credits. So how do you not have any Wis? Have you not been working a pyramid?
Wait, so is this just a Fey land, like Italy land? Maybe it's
and
not.
And that's when one of them pulls a cord and the words Fey land appear up in the sky.
There
welcome
you go.
Welcome to Fey land!
We need to see he's your just tickets. An employee. He's not another Egerton.
Well, no, I am Egerton. No, I'm Egerton. No, I'm Egerton. Okay, but I'm Egerton.
I'm not sure who's Egerton, but I'm the ticket checker. I need to see your tickets, please.
Do we look like we have tickets? Do we not look like we may have been through something a little traumatic?
What, was that a question or one of those questions you're not supposed to answer?
The bottom of his trousers are completely blown off. I'm sure if we had any tickets, they're gone.
Did you go to Pirate Land? I've always wanted to go to Pirate Land.
Pirate Land's scary. I think Pirate Land sounds like a lot of fun. Well, that's because you haven't met any pirates. Well, I did meet one pirate on this ship that was flying through the sky, but I think he got thrown off the side at some point.
Oh, I love it when you tell that story, Motherton.
Me too. So let's tell it again. Everyone gather around for story
time. Story time.
You just might want to lead in here. It's going to be a bit before things move forward.
So, once upon a time, there was a pirate ship flying through the air.
Two Mothertons telling the story one word at a time.
This is great. Let's high five. So, there was this demon, and he was very, very angry.
No,
but he was
a
good friend.
I want a bathroom.
Oh. Okay, so there's smoke.
Faye, where do I find a bathroom?
Is this the demon you were speaking of, Motherton?
Well, she's starting to look a bit like one.
Bathroom, now.
Bathroom! The bathroom!
Let's just get, there's, I think, a cleaning area behind the Candy Cane
one
Forest.
One of the houses lifts out of the ground and comes trudging over and turns around and plops down in front of you, and a door opens on its rear that says bathroom.
I'll take it, and I enter.
So, just going to be using about 8 rolls of face-sized paper towel here. We don't have anything larger.
Doesn't appear to be.
Okay, so I'll just take about 37 pieces and just affix them to my face. That's great. I'll be out of here in about an hour and a half.
So do you really think that's a person goo all over Egerton?
A tooth fell off of him. What do you think that is?
Okay, but I don't think we could just ignore the fact then that Egerton might have, you know, killed someone.
You think Egerton murdered someone?
Well, how else to explain it? He went off with that lady, they never came back, and suddenly he's covered in her, I assume.
But not even a little of her. I mean, all of her.
Right, and now he's not really talking about it. So maybe he, you know, I don't know, split personality or something, and suddenly just went crazy, because I know you're not familiar with that.
The door to one of the stalls opens, and Anne Egerton steps out.
What do you mean there was a person?
Do we know you?
Do you work here at the park?
No, it's me.
No, it's not you.
What do you mean it's not me? It's
We're very fortunate right now that our Egerton is covered in a very definitive substance that we will know whether or not you're our Egerton.
Oh, okay.
You're very clean.
I do try to be very clean. It's an important part of baking. And you see, I like to make what I call fairy cakes. They're these lovely baked goods that sometimes have wacky side effects.
And Egerton
for people who aren't
comes
fairy.
Flying out of the back door of the bathroom and lands in the dirt. And we hear Darcy shaking off her hands and stepping back out into the village.
And I'm done. All right, that feels better.
Okay, that hurt a little bit. I don't think that looked like it would have hurt. Typically when I fall, I've got a bit of cushioning. Me too, but I went face first
Egerton,
this time.
Egerton,
yes?
Number one, there's a bathroom here. You should go in and clean up.
Clean up what?
The substance over you.
Well, I guess it can come off, but okay, I'll wander in.
A bell starts to toll. The alarm bell.
It's the alarm! The alarm! It's the alarm!
Okay, so it's the Feyland alarm hour. Let's see how this plays out.
Wait, didn't the alarm used to mean that there was to be some sort of shadow demon attack?
Yeah, but then isn't this all part of the game? Woo, shadow demon attack, like the pirate ship, where the pirates attack you. Oh, so scary. We're just gonna watch the show, that's all.
All right. Messed up children's entertainment.
So all of the Fae disappear. Does Gore Egerton stay?
Yes.
So all the other Fae disappear and the Egertons. And you hear the sound of an engine, or maybe many engines.
But is that a lot of snoring?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound like shadow demons.
Is it water? Is it a bubbling brook?
No, it sounds mechanical.
Mechanical maple?
Some sort of mode of transportation that the shadow demons are using to come attack the Fey Village?
Or maybe it's just a train. Coming through.
There is a train. We know about the train.
Yeah.
We've ridden the train.
Maybe it's just the train. Maybe we don't need to worry. Maybe they just come by the train.
That's probably what it is.
Darcy, you see a speck in the sky. It's getting bigger, and the sound's getting louder, like multiple engines.
Not a train, unless it's a flying one.
No. The train that we were on definitely did not fly. It was here in the park.
It was fly, though.
Yes, in that it was cool in old school manner.
Yes.
You can make out a small biplane, but there's a lot of... It's like a growing group, like a squadron?
What? Why are there planes here? What? That... I don't get it.
Maybe it's an interactive ride? Should we try and, like, jump on one?
No. Uh-uh.
Why don't we just go into the bathroom?
Yes, into the bathroom. Quickly, into the bathroom.
You hear the sounds growing outside, and you hear them, like, buzzing the Fey Village, and you hear jet sounds and biplanes, like... Maybe the sounds of something really large, like a bomber up there? Like, there's a massive squadron, and it seems to be circling the Fey Village now.
Oh, okay, I get it. They can't emulate shadow demons. They're just not good at it. So they're like, hey, let's make them planes, because they fly too, and
gotcha,
that'll be scary.
Gotcha.
So I think that's all it is.
Some sort of Fey Village air show.
That's right, an air show.
Well, why don't we just go back inside and enjoy the show then?
Yeah.
Why don't we go out and take a look, and you return to your original pinkish hue?
Yeah, you have a finger on your shoulder.
Right? Oh my.
Yeah.
God, look how long that nail is.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a commitment ring or a wedding ring?
Well, whatever it is, it's yours now.
Neat. Maybe I can use it as an earring.
The sounds of the planes are receding, and then you hear the sound, like the screech of tires hitting pavement.
Well, they landed.
They landed.
It's halftime.
It's halftime at the air show.
Okay, well, let's go check it out.
Yeah, maybe the pilots are like the best actors in the whole place. And this is like the preferred role, so it'll be really cool and engaging.
Yeah, but you can't check it out. You're starting to smell.
Well, that's
We're
kind of rude.
We're going to check it out.
I mean, you've always smelled. I just never said anything.
Egerton, that's rude.
Okay,
term started.
Yes, but Blatt, come on. The smell.
What?
Come on, Blatt. You know the smell's there.
What smell?
You're dripping, man. You're dripping. Just 5 minutes. That's all we're asking. Just take off the marinara, if that makes you feel any better.
We did go through the Italian place,
and
didn't we?
Maybe this was some sort of Italy land mishap.
Yeah.
Let's say that's what happened.
That's what happened.
And we're going to ignore the tooth and the finger.
Yes. Now, what about the toe?
Oh, Lord, you found a toe?
It was in my pocket.
It was in your pocket?
Yeah, it's unusual how it did that.
I love the fact that there's no higher part of you that's questioning why that might be.
Well, I am questioning it.
Egerton, did you kill someone?
Oh, Lord, you're just gonna throw that out all of a sudden?
I'm sorry! Look at him, he's covered in gore and he's juggling a finger and a toe!
Well, he's probably in shock or something. Look, I didn't want to say this earlier, but if this one turns out to be a psycho killer, we could just trade him in for the alternate Egerton.
Well, that's true. No, wait! You have to tell us what happened back there.
Toe, finger. Do you see how quickly I can do that now? I've got like very little practice, but I can get them all up in the air. And then, oh, look, I got this little ID card that's looped around my pocket here. And I can throw it into the mix. And now there's three things going.
Wait, there's an ID card now?
Grab that ID card.
All right.
What does it say?
It says Agent 45.
It just says Agent 45. There's no person's name on this.
What does that mean?
Well, this is an ID card for agent?
I'm sorry, agents have ID cards? Is that a good idea if you're trying to go undercover or something?
Well, I guess they assume when they do their agenting or spying or whatever that no one's going to look inside their pockets or wallets, I guess?
On the back of it is the Wisney Corp logo.
Wait a minute.
A Wisney spy.
Yeah, so that woman who went off with Egerton.
Was a spy?
Did she try to hurt you, Egerton?
Well, I find that a lot of people hurt me when they leave.
And she apparently did that.
Yes.
Suddenly.
Well, she was there and then she wasn't. I remember that. So, yeah, it was pretty sudden. I mean, that happens sometimes, though.
Well, what happened right before Egerton? Was there anyone else involved?
I don't really remember. I remember she was there. And then I offered her a fairy cake.
Oh, no.
And then I was needing a towelette because I spilled something on myself.
But then
we just started talking about other things, and I kind of forgot about it.
After she had eaten the fairy cake.
Yes.
You were talking about something.
Yes.
Giving her enough time to...
run away.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Ingest the fairy cake is,
that's,
I think, what Blatt was
what
going
was
to say.
Going
oh,
to
yeah, yeah,
for.
Probably. I mean,
yeah.
they're delicious. You've had them.
Not
you
like that,
want
I haven't.
One.
Okay, so... Blatt, I think he killed her with a fairy cake.
I'm going to go outside and see what those engines were all about.
Yeah, buddy, you just stay here and clean up a little, and we're just going to go outside and talk to the aviators.
Okay. Oh, look, an eyebrow.
Oh, boy.
How did that even stay intact?
Let's go. He's going to need therapy.
I'm going to need therapy. He's going to need to get locked up.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bodies. Yay!
How's it going? It's Eli, and here are our mid-roll announcements. Thanks for tuning in. We're getting so close to the end of this arc with a couple of special guests who will be joining us for the final two episodes. As I speak, we are also preparing to bring Civilized, our other podcast, back to the stage at the Hamilton Fringe Festival. We've got 10 shows this time. What are we even thinking? Actually, it's fine. This time we don't have two of our cast members doing a whole other Fringe show at the very same time. We've got all five of our regular cast members. Sean is in it, of course, as Bob. And Christy, who you've heard here playing Techmar, plays Beatrix. And I will be there on stage improvising some sounds to go with the improvised dark comedy sci-fi shenanigans. Different guest every show. It's going to be a blast. And I hope you'll come to see us if you're in the area. Or even if you're not, we've had folks come in from all over. Civilized Live runs July 20th through 30th at the Staircase in Hamilton. And tickets are now on sale. Just go to civilizedpod.com for all the details. That is civilized with a Z, pod.com/live. And now it is shout out time. Big, big thanks and love to some patrons who have been supporting us for just ages and ages, and of course insert my usual caveat about how I hope I'm getting your names right. Thank you to Bethany, to Peter Allen, Margaret Coldinger, Just Me, not me, just someone who calls themselves Just Me, Peter Lomax, Ursa Monroe, Svati Rangarajan, Chris Vasquez, Lasiat, and John Sebastian Laval. Hey, hey. Cheers to all of you. Thank you, folks, in particular. And thanks to everyone for listening and spreading the word. That's it for me. I'll catch you next time.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl. And when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
The turtleneck.
All right, thank you. All right, so today we're going to be talking about some portals.
Sorry, is this about Portal 2.0?
You want to improve upon the portals?
Well, it's a product launch. I thought you were going to be improving.
I'm talking about the product, but you cannot improve upon perfection. You see, I don't know if any of you in the audience know this, but I make portals. So you take the branch from the...
We came to product launch last year. Amaze, right? Transformed the world with your portals. But it's a new product launch. So what's the new product?
Were you all here last year?
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Remember? I'm Mary.
As Mary, that's right.
Hi. Oh, yeah, you're Mary.
Yeah.
I'm Joseph with the Daily Herald.
Joseph the Daily Herald, so...
I'm Stu.
Stu.
He's not with a paper. He's my friend.
He's your friend.
He lets me come along sometimes.
You here last year, Stu?
I was here last year, too.
Remember, you didn't understand the technology?
I just kept looking around.
Well, that's why we should do this now. All right, buckle up. So you take the branches from the magic tree, and you have to tie them in a way circular, but you have to make it big
here
enough.
Here's the new part.
Okay.
That you can fit through.
Yeah, we did that.
If you can't fit through it, it don't work.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. No disrespect, man, but you seem to be describing the technology you presented last year.
Yeah, it's a portal.
Yeah, but this is a new product launch. So what are you adding to the portals? Maybe there's a new use for the portals.
You could go through the portal.
Can I take my dog?
You could put the dog.
You asked that question last year.
Oh, I'm sorry. My dog's really important to me.
Okay, this is fine. So you make a portal.
Yeah.
And you take like a rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
You throw it through the portal. And then in wherever the portal is like a person. And they're walking, and they're thinking about their life and their job and what they're doing. Oh, I'm late to my meeting making pants or something. And then the rock hits them out of nowhere. And they're like, who threw a rock? And there's no one around. Have you...
Hey, guys, did you see this on Twitter?
Did that.
Look, check your Twitter.
What?
The
what?
Disney Corp is releasing a new portal technology that destroys universes.
Wow.
Ooh.
Oh, it's in the next room.
Let's go check it out.
Oh, sorry. This is new technology. Let's go.
So, you need a magic tree? And I know of one. If you could find another one, that'd be more convenient. I always have to go back to the same park.
Sorry, I think we have the stage next.
Oh, I'm sorry. I could get rid of my portal. What were you doing next? What was yours?
Oh, we have a new collar that finds your dog wherever it's lost.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, that's so much better than mine.
What a fun!
So this collar will help you find your dog if the dog gets lost. And bring the people back from the other room. They want to hear this. Carla!
You see a biplane right on the edge of the village, and there is someone leaning almost seductively against the wing and eating an apple, and they turn their head and see you, and they wave.
Okay, wait a second. I feel like maybe they were waiting here seductively for a bit too long while we were inside figuring out that Egerton's gone cuckoo banana pants.
It looks like a tank girl kind of outfit, midriff showing, dark hair, a bunch of belts, and a large wrench, and wearing boots. And sort of something seems strangely familiar about them, but you can't place it.
Do we know that person?
They are a little far away.
I think so. It feels like a bit of a put-on to me. Like, why land and wait so close to the bathroom? I think they knew we were in the bathroom, and they're just standing here seductively waiting for us to come out of the bathroom. And who does that?
No, I agree, because it's all about trying to get us or murder us or, you know, do awful things to us. So I'm sure you're right. I'm sure it's a trap. I'm sure there's going to be some trouble.
They go to wave again, and then they look a little perplexed, and they look at the apple in their hand, and they go, and they toss it down. Go, sorry, forgot about the incident. And the voice sounds a little like Moira.
What? The apple.
What about it?
You know... Would you?
Hey, no, no.
You see, what I don't you did.
I don't want to talk about.
See, you thought you were doing
yes,
the right thing.
I did. I was doing the right thing.
But you did not do the right thing. And then there was the huge explosion.
How does that person? Then, okay, stop. Dead blat.
No. That's unfair. Mine was a lot more recent. You have to have dealt with yours by now.
Let's just go and talk to the person.
They're striding towards you, smiling.
Never mind, they're coming.
I wasn't sure, but now I know. It's definitely you two.
Yeah. Remember, this is probably an alternate Moira.
Hi, everyone. Moira. In case, I don't know.
What do you mean, Moira?
I'm Moira.
No, but you don't look like Moira.
Ah, right. Okay, cool. So I just wasn't sure which versions of you I was meeting.
You know that there are alternates. And there are alternate yous, and there's me, and there's alternate her.
Well, yeah. Who do you think's flying all these planes?
Many Moiras?
Yeah. All the ones that survived.
Survive?
So you're a squadron of flying Moiras.
At your service. Well, I mean, you'll probably end up doing what I say to do, but technically at your service.
So, why don't you tell us what's going on, Moira?
Oh, well, I don't really know a lot. One of the Moiras managed to get a message off to the rest of us about what was happening and what we needed to do to get to safety, as tentative as this safety is here.
Egerton
distasteful.
Thought he knew what that message was, but we think he got it totally wrong. Something about a 60 keys magical piano, something or other. We don't think that was right, but he said he got that message just before a Moira died.
Yeah, Egerton was mentioned in her message, and I won't repeat that part. But that Moira did die, and the rest of us, sisters, we call ourselves, managed to escape. So I suppose we have never interacted. Wait. Was that Moira your Moira?
Yes.
Up until recently, we just assumed there was just the one.
Oh, my. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, she wasn't that nice.
Oh, that's fair.
She was a little mean to us. Yeah.
Abrasive.
Sure. Yeah. Curt.
We can be.
Yeah.
She really didn't like Egerton.
No.
But I mean, that's understandable.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, we all share that.
That's, I guess that shows you're all the same person. Mm. Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's funny. There are differences. And sometimes, you know, we're so similar, it's hard to get along.
You seem cooler and more interesting than our Moira.
Oh, well, that's sad, and thank you, I guess.
She never mentioned any interest in aviation, for instance.
We've had to learn fast, yes.
Oh, yes. I could have. So, do you work in the park?
Oh, no.
Or no?
No.
No.
No. No.
No. So do you know the Shattering is Wisney?
Oh, good, good. You're there. Okay, good.
All right, good.
I thought this was going to be, you know, one of those brief. I hate the briefing room.
Oh, Lord. Well, we all have to try to get on the same page. No. That can be quite annoying. Just one more question. Do you know of any Egertons that perhaps go crazy or just start murdering people?
Yes.
What?
Okay, then. So maybe we're in that sort of a situation here as well.
Could we just disown our Egerton and just get another one?
Oh, trust me, we've tried.
If that was possible, I think we would have done that a long time ago. Hmm.
So where are we at on the keys?
Oh, we have a file.
Which is sort of a key?
A corporate key?
You have the Wisney corporate key?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Whoever is left of the goddesses.
We're losing goddesses now, too. This is getting bad.
I wish we could lose your goddess.
I'm thinking of her more as like a Wisney brain tumor at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You're losing me a little, but it's okay. It's okay. Time is a little fractured at the moment.
It's fine. So we've got the one key, which is the corporate key in this file. Well, and we also know that there's another key, which is...
Well, you also have Egerton, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you do know you that know. Egerton is the what? Key. Eggsy, how we doing cleaning the key?
What key?
You're the key.
For what?
The plan to stop evil.
Oh, yeah. Hold. Let me get my notebook.
No, you don't need
to. Okay, I'll find it. Don't worry. It's in here.
Why do you remind him of that?
I thought he would just remember that he was
Oh, is he going to give the message?
Yeah, this is the Moira message.
Hey, Moira, you look different.
Thanks, Eggsy. You look a little... There's something on your arm.
Oh, it's fingernail.
Okay.
So it's find the 60 keys, dead end, find the 3 keys, and the Nexus, read it back, stop writing I'm.
We assure you, whatever the last Moira said, that wasn't it.
No, that's what she said. She said, find the 60 keys, dead end, find the 3 keys, and the Nexus, read it back, stop writing I'm.
Yeah, I do believe that was her saying, read it back. She was trying to give Egerton an important message.
Yeah, it was, find the 60 keys, dead end, find the 3 keys, and the Nexus, read it back, stop writing I'm.
He's very literal.
Yes. So, we're here. You have 2 keys.
So we're done, right? Can you just take over now? Can you just take all this key stuff and fix it and make the Wisney Corporation go away? Because we did what Moira wanted us to do. You know, we went out and we fought all these things and we found all these things.
The
and we
Moiras, plural.
I'm sorry?
You did what the Moiras wanted
well,
you to
Well, we only knew there was one right. Moira.
There's more than one Moira.
That's fair, yeah.
This isn't the same Moira?
How can you not? She doesn't look anything like our Moira.
Look. Yeah, but sort of. I mean, if you close your eye and squint your other eye, you can kind of see it.
She kisses you on the cheek.
Oh, my. Thank you.
You're welcome. He is adorable in a strange way.
In a strange way.
Strange. Very strange.
No, I have no idea necessarily how we're going to fix this. We are actually here to support you.
Wait. We know we had to go to the beach... to go to a certain tree. That had something to do with it. Now, we were heading that way, but then we saw that there was some sort of great army on the beach.
There is.
Protecting the tree.
There is.
But if you have planes, maybe then the Moiras can get us past the armies and just sort of land by the tree.
They have anti-aircraft.
I see.
I don't recommend flying at all. It's quite evolved. It's the latest Balgamar tech, I think, at the last rank. But we are here to help you. Whether that's create a diversion or an outright attack, you're going to need I hate to say it, a general.
Could you excuse me for a moment?
The first one's gonna be the general! We have to take orders from him! He doesn't even know a person blow up! How can you not know a person blow up? He's covered in parts! He has the IQ of a turnip! How am I? And there's more than one! We gotta keep the first one that kills people! The second one didn't kill people! We're not taking orders from him!
I think you'll find that Egerton is a general.
I am!
Oh, God.
Well, we are in your service, General. But I think a general is going to need an HQ.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what that
quarters.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, basically, you've probably seen Wisney has assembled all the places of power or of interest from every dimension he can find. And all of us Moiras managed to snag our way and, well, the ones that made it into one of those places of power, and right? And so those of us that picked correctly were here. So you have your choice, but it can't be the tree. The great tree, of course, is what they're protecting.
Can't be a tree.
Well, no, because...
Can't be a tree.
Well, the tree is, right, the Wisney branch of the Central Bank of Balgamar.
I get it. It's a branch. Because it's a tree.
What? No, it's...
See, it's a tree, and it's the central branch. So that it's funny.
No, it's a central bank, it's the Balgamar branch.
Exactly. It's a branch on a tree. So the long things coming off the tree, they're branches.
Yeah.
And also, the second location of a bank is a branch. So it's funny because the branch is a branch.
It is kind of funny.
Buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the places we've been to together, where would you like your hat quarters to be?
Ooh. You know what I really miss?
Mm.
The Bladivan.
Well, you're in luck. We spotted the Bladivan.
Really?
Wait. The last time I saw the Bladivan, there was someone driving it. Someone important to the success of many, many Nexus missions in the past.
Well, I don't know who's with it or not with it. We've been meaning to check it out because it's where... One of our sisters, the one who warned us, made her last stand. Hold on. She toggles a device on her shoulder. Okay, sisters, scramble time. We're taking these three to the Bladivan.
Oh, along the way, would it be possible for me to change into perhaps a Wisney t-shirt? And I'm feeling a little peckish. Maybe pick up some candy corn?
Yeah, I'm sure we can arrange that.
If we're doing orders, I'd really like to get some fresh ingredients for fairy cakes. I think my last batch went
bad.
No.
I think it's safe to say you're done with the fairy cake thing.
Silly Black.
I think maybe you should move on to another type of cookery, like maybe, I don't know, Szechuan. Just pulling
Szechuan?
That out of the
Szechuan?
Air.
What about a fairy pie?
A fairy
pie.
Sure.
Okay.
Fairy pie,
okay.
Go for it.
Can't you just take up woodworking?
The End of Time and Other Bothers with your Game Master Sean Howard and players Carter Siddle, Michael Howie, and Marisa King. Dialogue editing by Michael Howie. Transcription by Michael Howie and Marisa King. Music and sound design by Eli Hamada McElveen. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Ren and Becky Arenavar. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get access to our trove of bonus material and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
Can't you just take up woodworking?
I can't come up with a joke for that quickly enough.
That's
sorry.
Why that's the last line.
Yeah. It's a good blow line. Yeah.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Meet Pia Casely, a journalist with a nose for a good story.
Do you know
who the last person to interview Julie Capson was? Me.
Meet Brenda Bentley, a dogged detective with a case she can't let go.
Nobody came closer than I did, and that's why I was kicked off the force.
Together, they solve the cold cases no one else can.
That's when things got weird. And we haven't even gotten to the torso yet.
If they don't kill each other first, that is.
Well, you've got another thing coming.
You know, I think it's you got another thing coming.
Or perhaps there's something else between them.
Well, if the feeling's mutual,
call it a mutual feeling.
Arden, a podcast about crime, romance, and everything else. Season 1 and 2 now available. Brought to you by Wayface Industries. The good people.